Words can never tell you how perfectly dear you are to me, perfectly dear to my heart and soul. I look back and in every one point, every word and gesture, every letter, every silence, you have been entirely perfect to me.
My dearest Emma, I only desire that you will always believe that Nelson's your own. I cannot alter. My affection and love is beyond even this world.
My dearest Josephine, I have not spent a day without loving you. I have not spent a night without embracing you. I have not so much as drunk one cup of tea without cursing the pride and ambition which force me to remain apart from the moving spirit of my life. My beloved Josephine stands alone in my heart.
Browning, Nelson, Napoleon, now we have the chance to read their innermost thoughts, their private scribblings of love. For Mozart, letters to his wife Constance reveal a fond relationship with an amusing sense of humour.
Dear little wife, I have a number of requests to make. I beg you, one, not to be melancholy. Two, to take care of your health and to be aware of the spring breezes. Three, not to go out walking alone, and preferably not to go out walking at all. Four, to feel absolutely assured of my love.
But does anyone take the time to write love letters anymore? Warwick University's Dr. Emma Mason says technology has influenced the 21st century romantic.
People tend to kind of type or word process love letters now. I noticed that there's a sort of very famous love letter available on the internet at the moment by Jack Kerouac, you know, for about sort of £4,500, and it's typed. And I sort of think, would that have the same effect, really? And I mean, there is a big difference, as we all know, between writing on a computer and writing an actual letter. And I would say, I mean, I'm quite a big advocate of the fountain pen. And I think there is something really lovely about using a fountain pen and ink, which makes you write quite slowly.
So have you ever had a love letter?
I've had several, actually. Quite a few years ago, but they were quite fruity and fun, yeah.
I'm afraid I've never had a love letter. It's very sad, but I haven't.
Well, I suppose we first got together when I was a graduate student home for the Christmas holiday. We were together for 3 weeks, and then I went back to Canada for 6 months. And, of course, we wrote every day, and the letters are in the attic right now.
We didn't have the luxury of telephone calls or emails or texts or things like that. So letters were the only way in which we could contact each other. I think they're very important. It's a shame if people don't do it now, because their emails and texts are not as intimate, are they?
Have you ladies ever had any love letters?
Of course we have!
We keep them in a secret place wrapped up with red satin ribbon. They're very nice to keep because it reminds you that you were once beautiful and passionate and gorgeous.
And loved. I've got some very nice letters from an American that I had a long, interesting relationship with, and I would call those love letters, yes. They're very beautiful. He was a writer too, so they're well written.
I've been with my husband 10 years, and he's never sent me a love letter, so I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I've never received one. So.
Maybe because we're still together after 10 years, I don't need to.
I wonder what Robert Browning would make of that.
Enough now, my dearest Own Bar. You have given me the highest, completest proof of love that ever one human being can give another. I am all gratitude and all pride that my life has been so crowned by you.